Appendix B, Command and Support Relationships. This appendix describes command and support relationships for joint, army, and multinational forces. Refer to the print version of Appendix B for tables and charts that further illustrate command and support relationships in greater detail. Command. Forces, not command authorities, are transferred between commands. When forces are transferred between commanders, the relationship the gaining commander will exercise and the losing commander will relinquish must be specified. Army and Joint Doctrine describe these authorities as command and support relationships. Command and support relationships provide the basis for unity of command and unity of effort in operations. Joint Doctrine provides the framework for all command and support relationships. Because Army support relationships differ from joint, this appendix provides a discussion of joint command and support relationships first, followed by Army, and it closes with multinational command and coordination relationships. See JP 1, Volume 2 for information on joint command relationships and authorities. Command is central to all military action. Inherent in command is the authority that a military commander lawfully exercises over subordinates. This includes the authority to assign missions and accountability for their successful completion. Although commanders may delegate authority to accomplish missions, they may not absolve themselves of the responsibility for the accomplishment of these missions. Authority is never absolute. The extent of authority is specified by the establishing authority, directives, and law. See JP 1, Volume 2, and ADP 60 for more information on command. Unity of command and effort. Unity of command is the direction of all forces under a single, responsible commander who has the requisite authority to direct and employ those forces, JP 30. Unity of effort is coordination and cooperation toward common objectives, even if the participants are not necessarily part of the same command or organization that is the product of successful unified action, JP 1, Volume 2. Both are fundamental to mission success. The joint force protects national interests around the world through unified action by establishing unity of command under a single commander in pursuit of a common purpose. Correct task organization of the force is critical to establishing unity of command and unity of effort. Available forces and resources must be task organized appropriately to achieve operational and strategic objectives. The supply consumption and heavy casualties associated with large-scale combat operations drive commanders to anticipate re-task organizing and reconstitution operations to maintain operational tempo. Completing these tasks faster than the enemy gives friendly forces the advantage. To organize, reorganize, and reconstitute effectively, conventional, irregular, and contributing nations' forces cooperate within an established chain of command. Chain of command. The President and Secretary of Defense exercise authority and control of the armed forces through two distinct branches of the chain of command, as described in Title 10, United States Code, USC, and JP 1, Volume 2, the Administrative Branch and Operational Branch. The administrative branch of the chain of command runs from the President through the Secretary of Defense to the Secretary of the respective military department and, as prescribed by the Secretary, to the commanders of those military organizations. Service secretaries prescribe the administrative branch chain of command and designate appropriate command authority to be exercised by subordinate commanders. Those forces not assigned to combatant commanders are characterized as service retained or service institutional and remain assigned to the respective department secretary. Service retained forces are forces that are specifically designed to execute operational missions when allocated to combatant commanders via the global force management process. Institutional forces are those remaining forces and organizations that conduct the administrative functions of their respective military department secretaries, such as service headquarters staffs and service academies. Within their commands and in accordance with their department's policies, military commanders establish command and support relationships. The Secretary of the Army has the authority to prescribe command and support relationships for service retained and institutional forces to include organic, assigned, operational control, OPCON, Tactical Control, TACON, and Administrative Control, ADCON. The Army's administrative branch chain of command for institutional and service-retained forces typically extends from the Secretary of the Army to an Army command, direct reporting units, and field operating agencies, then to subordinate Army commanders. The Secretary of the Army exercises ADCON of service forces provided to combatant commanders for operational missions through Army Service Component commanders. The Secretary of the Army may also delegate to the Headquarters, Department of the Army staff, the authority to direct these command and support relationships. The operational branch of the chain of command runs from the President, through the Secretary of Defense, to the combatant commanders. The service departments provide forces to the combatant commanders through the Global Force Management process. The combatant commanders exercise combatant command, command authority, COCOM, over assigned forces and OPCON or TACON of attached forces. Combatant commanders are directly responsible to the President and Secretary of Defense for the performance of assigned missions and the preparedness of their commands. Combatant commanders prescribe the chain of command in their combatant commands and designate the appropriate command authority to be exercised by subordinate joint force commanders. In their commands, combatant commanders and subordinate joint force commanders exercise authorities based on established joint command relationships. The two branches of the chain of command merge at service component commands. Under joint doctrine, each combatant command is a unified command. Each unified command includes a service component command that exercises ADCON over service forces assigned or attached to that unified command. A service component command consists of the service component headquarters and all service forces assigned or attached to the unified commander. Army doctrine distinguishes between the Army component of a combatant command and Army components of other joint forces. Under Army doctrine, Army Service Component Command, ASCC, refers to the Army component assigned to a combatant command. There is only one ASCC within a combatant command's area of responsibility. The Army components of all other joint forces are called R4s. An R4 is the Army component and senior Army headquarters of all Army forces assigned or attached to a combatant command, subordinate joint force command, joint functional command, or multinational command, FM3-94. An R4 consists of the senior Army headquarters and all Army forces that the combatant commander subordinates to the joint force or places under the control of a multinational force commander. The R4 then exercises ADCON. See FM3-94 and JP30 for more information on R4. Note, the Secretary of the Army's authority over the administrative branch is established in Section 7013, Section 7074, and Section 10171, Title 10, United States Code. The Unified Command's authority over the operational branch is established in Section 162, Title 10, United States Code. Joint Command Relationships. Joint and Army command relationships define the authority a commander has over forces. However, joint and Army support relationships differ in that joint support relationships are considered command relationships, whereas Army support relationships are not. Combatant commanders and subordinate joint force commanders have the authority to organize assigned or attached forces to best accomplish the assigned mission based on intent, the concept of operations, and consideration of service organizations. The organization should be sufficiently flexible to meet the planned phases of the contemplated operations and any development that may necessitate a change in plan. Joint Force Commanders, JFCs, assign responsibilities, establish or delegate appropriate command relationships, and establish coordinating instructions. Joint doctrine uses the terms assigned and attached for providing forces to combatant commanders, but does not use these terms as command relationships. When an Army organization is assigned or attached to a combatant commander or JFC, the Secretary of Defense or appropriate JFC also designates a command or support relationship. JP 1 Volume 2 specifies and details four types of joint command relationships. They are COCOM, operational control, tactical control, support. Combatant command, command authority. Combatant command authority is non-transferable command authority which cannot be delegated of a combatant commander to perform those functions of command over assigned forces involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction over all aspects of military operations, joint training, and logistics necessary to accomplish the missions assigned to the command. JP 1, Volume 2. COCOM only extends to those forces assigned to the combatant command by the Secretary of Defense. COCOM is established in federal law by Section 164, Title 10, United States Code. Normally, the combatant commander exercises this authority through subordinate JFCs, service components, and functional component commanders. COCOM includes the Directive Authority for Logistics. Directive Authority for Logistics. Included in COCOM is the Directive Authority for Logistics, which may not be delegated. Combatant commanders may delegate authority for a common support capability to a subordinate commander as required to accomplish the subordinate commander's assigned mission. Combatant commanders exercise directive authority for logistics to coordinate, approve, and issue directives to subordinate commanders to increase effectiveness, improve economy of operations, and prevent or eliminate unnecessary duplication of facilities or redundancy in functions among the service component commands. During multinational operations, the joint force establishes a national support element to provide logistical support. For more information on Directive Authority for Logistics, see JP 1, Volume 2. Directive Authority for Cyberspace Operations. The Secretary of Defense has vested Commander, United States Cyber Command, with Directive Authority for Cyberspace Operations, also known as DACO. This authority allows Commander, United States Cyber Command, to issue orders to all Department of Defense, DOD components, in directing the execution of Department of Defense Information Network operations and defensive cyberspace operations, internal defensive measures to compel unified action to secure, operate, and defend the Department of Defense Information Network. For more information on Directive Authority for Cyberspace Operations, see JP 1, Volume 2. Joint Operational Control. Operational control is the authority to perform those functions of command over subordinate forces involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction necessary to accomplish the mission, JP 1, Volume 2. Commanders exercising OPCON over assigned or attached forces may delegate OPCON or TACON to subordinate commanders. Forces allocated to combatant commanders through global force management are typically attached or assigned as OPCON to the gaining combatant commander. OPCON normally includes authority over all aspects of operations and joint training necessary to accomplish missions. It does not include directive authority for logistics or matters of administration, discipline, internal organization, or unit training. OPCON does include the authority to delineate functional responsibilities and operational areas of subordinate JFCs. The Secretary of Defense may specify adjustments to accommodate authorities beyond OPCON in an establishing directive. When transferring forces between combatant commanders or when transferring members or organizations from the military departments to a combatant command, adjustments will be coordinated with the participating combatant commanders. Joint Tactical Control. Tactical control is the authority over forces that is limited to the detailed direction and control of movements or maneuvers within the operational area necessary to accomplish assigned missions or tasks assigned, JP 1, Volume 2. Commanders exercising TACON over assigned or attached forces may delegate TACON to subordinate commanders. Joint Support Relationships. Support is a command authority in joint doctrine. A superior commander establishes a supported and supporting relationship between subordinate commanders when one organization should aid, protect, complement, or sustain another force. Designating supporting relationships is important. It conveys priorities to commanders and staffs planning or executing joint operations. Designating a support relationship does not provide authority to organize and employ commands and forces, nor does it include authoritative direction for administrative and logistic support. Joint support categories are described as follows. General support, support given to the supported force as a whole and not to any particular subdivision thereof, JP 3-09.3. Mutual support, that support which units render each other throughout joint operations because of their assigned tasks, their position relative to each other and to the enemy, or their inherent capabilities, JP 3-31. Direct support, a mission requiring a force to support another specific force and authorizing it to answer directly to the supported force's request for assistance, JP 3-09.3. Close support, action of the supporting force against targets or objectives that are sufficiently near the supported force as to require detailed integration or coordination of the supporting action with fire, movement, or other actions of the supported force, JP 3-31. Support is, by design, somewhat vague but very flexible. Establishing authorities ensure both supported and supporting commanders understand the authority of supported commanders. JFCs often establish supported and supporting relationships among components. An Army headquarters designated as the land component may be the supporting force during some campaign phases and the supported force in other phases. A joint support relationship is not used when an Army commander task organizes Army forces in a supporting role. When task organized to support another Army forces use one of four Army support relationships. Other joint authorities. Three other authorities exist outside of traditional joint command and support relationships. These authorities are established by higher echelon headquarters and may be implemented to limit or specify certain aspects of OPCON or ADCON. Joint Administrative Control. Administrative control is direction or exercise of authority over subordinate or other organizations in respect to administration and support, JP 1, Volume 2. It is a service authority, not a joint authority. It is exercised under the authority of and is delegated by the Secretary of the Army. ADCON is synonymous with the Army's Title 10 United States Code Authorities and Responsibilities. The ASCC is always the senior Army headquarters assigned to a combatant command. Its commander exercises command authorities as assigned by the combatant commander and ADCON as delegated by the Secretary of the Army. ADCON is the Army's authority to administer and support Army forces even while in a combatant command area of responsibility. COCOM is the authority for command and control of these same Army forces. The Army is obligated to meet the combatant commander's requirements for the operational forces. Essentially, ADCON directs the Army's support of operational force requirements. Unless modified by the Secretary of the Army, administrative responsibilities normally flow from Department of the Army through the ASCC to those Army forces assigned or attached to that combatant command. ASCCs usually share ADCON for at least some administrative or support functions. Shared ADCON refers to the internal allocation of Title 10 United States Code, Section 3013B, Responsibilities and Functions. This is especially true for reserve component forces. Certain administrative functions, such as pay, stay with the reserve component headquarters even after unit mobilization. Shared ADCON also applies to direct reporting units of the Army that typically perform single or unique functions. The direct reporting unit, rather than the ASCC, typically manages individual and unit training for these units. The Secretary of the Army directs shared ADCON. Joint Coordinating Authority. The Coordinating Authority is a commander or individual who has the authority to require consultation between the specific functions or activities involving forces of two or more services, joint force components, or forces of the same service or agencies, but does not have the authority to compel agreement, JP 1, Volume 2. In case essential agreement cannot be obtained, the matter shall be referred to the appointing authority. Coordinating authority is a consultation relationship, not an authority through which command may be exercised. coordinating authority is more applicable to planning and similar activities than to operations. For example, a joint security commander exercises coordinating authority over area security operations within the joint security area. Commanders or leaders at any echelon at or below combatant command may be delegated coordinating authority. These individuals may be assigned responsibilities established through a memorandum of agreement between military and non-military organizations. See JP 1, Volume 2 for a detailed discussion of coordinating authority. Joint Direct Liaison Authorized. Direct Liaison Authorized is that authority granted by a commander, any level, to a subordinate to directly consult or coordinate an action with a command or agency within or outside of the granting command, JP 1, Volume 2. Direct Liaison Authorized is more applicable to planning than operations, and always carries with it the requirement of keeping the commander granting Direct Liaison Authorized informed. Direct Liaison Authorized is a coordination relationship, not an authority through which command may be exercised. Army Command and Support Relationships. Army Command and Support Relationships define the authority a commander has over forces. Army forces use command relationships under the administrative and operational branches of the chain of command. Army command and support relationships are similar but not identical to joint command authorities and relationships. Differences stem from the way Army forces task organize internally and the need for a system of support relationships between Army forces. Another important difference is the requirement for Army commanders to exercise ADCON of Army forces. These differences allow for flexible allocation of Army capabilities within various Army echelons. Army Command Relationships. Army Command Relationships define superior and subordinate relationships between units. By specifying a chain of command, command relationships unify effort and enable commanders to employ subordinate forces with maximum flexibility. The type of Army Command Relationship often relates to authorities required to accomplish assigned missions and the expected longevity of the relationship between the headquarters involved, and it quickly identifies the degrees of OpCon and ADCON that the gaining and losing Army commanders provide. Army command relationships include organic, assigned, attached, OpCon, TACON. Note: apparent headquarters is either the organic headquarters of a unit or the higher echelon headquarters of a unit established in the most recent task organization. A gaining headquarters is the headquarters to which a unit is attached, OpCon, or TACON for a specific operation, mission, or purpose. Organic. Organic forces are those assigned to and forming an essential part of a military organization. For example, a brigade engineer battalion is an organic unit in a brigade combat team, BCT. The Army establishes organic command relationships through organizational documents, such as tables of organization and equipment, and tables of distribution and allowances. If temporarily task organized with another headquarters, organic units return to the control of their organic headquarters after completing the mission. Assigned. Army assigned units remain subordinate to the higher echelon headquarters for extended periods, typically years. Assignment is based on the needs of the Army, and it is formalized by orders rather than organizational documents. Although force tailoring or task organizing may temporarily detach units, they eventually return to either their headquarters of assignment or their organic headquarters. An Army headquarters is typically responsible for exercising ADCON over subordinate Army units under its command unless modified by a higher headquarters. Attached. Attached units are temporarily subordinated to the gaining headquarters, often for months or longer. They return to their parent headquarters, assigned or organic, when the reason for the attachment ends. The Army headquarters that receives another Army unit through assignment or attachment assumes responsibility for exercising ADCON and particularly sustainment that normally extends down to that echelon as specified by directives or orders. For example, when an Army division commander attaches an air defense battery to a BCT, the brigade commander assumes responsibility for unit training, maintenance, resupply, and unit-level reporting for that battalion. For example, Army commanders normally transfer OpCon or TACON to a gaining headquarters for a given mission, lasting perhaps a few days. OpCon lets the gaining commander task organize and direct forces. TACON does not let the gaining commander task organize the unit. Neither OpCon nor TACON affect ADCON. Army Operational Control. OpCon can be delegated to and exercised by the commanders of subordinate organizations. OpCon does not include directive authority for logistics or matters of administration, discipline, internal organization, or unit training. Commanders must specifically delegate these. Delegating commanders retain responsibility for these unless specifically delegated in order establishing the command relationship. Army Tactical Control. TACON may be delegated to and exercised by commanders of subordinate organizations. TACON provides sufficient authority for controlling and directing the application of force or tactical use of combat support assets within the assigned mission or task. TACON does not provide organizational authority or authoritative direction for administrative and logistic support. The commander of the parent unit continues to exercise these authorities unless otherwise specified in the establishing directive. Army support relationships. Army support relationships are not a command authority. Commanders establish support relationships when subordination of one unit to another is inappropriate. If a unit has an established command relationship with a headquarters, a support relationship is unnecessary as the command relationship already grants the gaining commander all the authorities required. Support relationships are used to establish and prioritize support between and among subordinate commanders in both administrative and operational chains of command. Commanders assign a support relationship when the support is more effective if a commander with the requisite technical and tactical expertise controls the supporting unit rather than the supported commander. The echelon of the supporting unit is the same as or higher than that of the supported unit. For example, the supporting unit may be a brigade, and the supported unit may be a battalion. It would be inappropriate for the brigade to be subordinated to the battalion, hence the use of an army support relationship. The supporting unit supports several units simultaneously. The requirement exists to set support priorities to allocate resources to supported units. Assigning support relationships is one aspect of command and control. Army support relationships allow supporting commanders to employ their unit's capabilities to achieve results required by supported commanders. Support relationships are graduated from an exclusive supported and supporting relationship between two units, as in direct support, to a broad level of support extended to all units under the control of the higher echelon headquarters, as in general support. Support relationships do not alter ADCON. Any delegation of ADCON should be specified in the order establishing the support relationship. For the Army, direct support is a support relationship requiring a force to support another specific force and authorizing it to answer directly to the supported force's request for assistance, FM3O. A unit assigned a direct support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by and has priorities of support established by the supported unit. Joint doctrine considers direct support a mission rather than a support relationship. A field artillery unit in direct support of a maneuver unit is concerned primarily with the fire support needs of only that unit. The commander of a unit in direct support recommends position areas and coordinates for movement clearances where the unit can best support the maneuver commander's concept of the operation. Reinforcing is a support relationship requiring a force to support another supporting unit, FM3O. Only like units, for example, artillery to artillery, can be given a reinforcing mission. A unit assigned a reinforcing support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by the reinforced unit. A unit that is reinforcing has priorities of support established by the reinforced unit, then the parent unit. For example, when a direct support field artillery battalion requires more fires to meet maneuver force requirements, another field artillery battalion may be directed to reinforce the direct support battalion. General support reinforcing is a support relationship assigned to a unit to support the force as a whole and to reinforce another similar type unit, FM3O. A unit assigned a general support reinforcing support relationship is positioned and has its priorities established by its parent unit and secondly by the reinforced unit. For example, an artillery unit that has a general support reinforcing relationship supports the force as a whole and provides reinforcing fires for other artillery units. General support is that support given to the supported force as a whole and not to any subdivision thereof. Units assigned a general support relationship are positioned and have priorities established by their parent unit. A field artillery unit assigned in general support of a force has all of its fires under the immediate control of the supported commander or his designated force field artillery headquarters. Other Army authorities. Similar to joint organizations, other authorities exist outside of Army command and support relationships. Joint and Army forces both use three of the authorities in the same manner: administrative control, coordinating authority, and direct liaison authorized. The Army has two additional authorities, training and readiness oversight, and training and readiness authority. These authorities are established by higher echelon headquarters when authorities need to be limited or specialized to a greater degree than traditional command and support relationships. Commanders may detail the authority in their implementing directives, but they may not use them when tailoring or task organizing Army forces. Use of these authorities clarifies certain aspects of OPCON or ADCON. These authorities include ADCON, coordinating authority, direct liaison authorized, also known as DERLOF, training and readiness oversight, TRO, training and readiness authority, TRA. Army administrative control. ADCON is synonymous with administration and support responsibilities, identified in Title 10 United States Code. ADCON is the authority necessary to fulfill military department statutory responsibilities for administration and support. ADCON is exercised by commanders of Army forces assigned to a combatant commander at any echelon at or below the level of ASCC and within service-retained or service-institutional Army organizations. ADCON is subject to the command authority of combatant commanders. Army commanders exercising ADCON shall not usurp the authorities assigned by a combatant commander exercising COCOM over assigned service forces. The Secretary of the Army is responsible for the administration and support of Army forces provided to combatant commanders. The Secretary of the Army delegates ADCON over Army forces provided to combatant commanders through ASCCs and R4s. Army Coordinating Authority. Coordinating authority is the authority delegated to a commander or individual for coordinating specific functions or activities involving forces of two or more military departments, two or more joint force components, or two or more forces of the same service. The commander or individual granted coordinating authority can require consultation between the agencies involved, but that person does not have the authority to compel agreement. If essential agreement cannot be obtained, the matter shall be referred to the appointing authority. Coordinating authority is a consultation relationship, not an authority through which command may be exercised. See JP 1 Volume 2 for more information on coordinating authority. Army Direct Liaison Authorized. Direct liaison authorized is more applicable to planning than operations, and it always carries with it the requirement of keeping the commander granting direct liaison authorized informed. Direct liaison authorized is a coordination relationship, not an authority through which command may be exercised. Training and readiness oversight. TRO is the authority that combatant commanders may exercise over assigned reserve component forces when not on active duty or when on active duty for training. As a matter of DoD policy, this authority includes providing guidance to service component commanders on operational requirements and priorities to be addressed in military department training and readiness programs, commenting on service component program recommendations and budget requests, coordinating and approving participation by assigned reserve component forces in joint exercises and other joint training when on active duty for training or performing inactive duty for training. obtaining and reviewing readiness and inspection reports on assigned reserve component forces, coordinating and reviewing mobilization plans, including post-mobilization training activities and deployability validation procedures developed for assigned reserve component forces. See JP1 Volume 2 for more information on TRO. Training and Readiness Authority. TRA is the discrete authority granted by a higher echelon commander for a designated commander to give direction to an attached unit for leader development, individual and collective training, and unit readiness, including maintenance, manning, and equipping. It also includes responsibility for the health, welfare, morale, and discipline of assigned and attached personnel, and all facets of command that enable unit commanders to accomplish their missions. It does not include those installation command authorities vested in the Army senior commander. The commander executing TRA has a responsibility to coordinate unit readiness with the applicable installation Army senior commander. Aligned. Alignment is an informal relationship between a theater Army and other Army units identified for use in the area of responsibility, AOR, of a specific geographic combatant command. Alignment helps focus unit exercises and other training on a particular region. This may lead to establishment of direct liaison authorized between the aligned unit and a different ASCC. While alignment provides training focus, it does not provide exclusivity in employment. Therefore, Army commanders maintain a balance between regional focus and global capability. Multinational Command and Coordination Relationships. Army forces routinely serve in multinational operations, and echelons above brigade headquarters may form the core of a multinational headquarters. As such, it is important that Army commanders and staffs understand multinational command structures and authorities. Multinational operations is a collective term to describe military actions conducted by forces of two or more nations, usually undertaken within the structure of an alliance or coalition. An alliance is the relationship that results from a formal agreement between two or more nations for broad, long-term objectives that further the common interests of the members. Alliances have standing headquarters, organizations, and standardized agreements for the conduct of operations. Examples include the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and the Combined Forces Command, Korea. Operations conducted with units from two or more allies are referred to as combined operations. A coalition is an arrangement between two or more nations for a common action. Coalitions are formed by different nations with specific objectives, usually for a single occasion or for longer cooperation in a narrow sector of common interest. Operations conducted with units from two or more coalition members are referred to as coalition operations. See JP50 and FM3-16 for further details on multinational operations. Multinational Command Authority. The Army and Joint Force have doctrinal definitions for command and support relationships. However, these definitions and authorities only apply to United States forces. In multinational operations, nations almost always retain national command of their forces, but they also determine the authority they will delegate to multinational commanders for the employment of their forces. The nations involved also establish national caveats. Command authority for a multinational forces command is normally negotiated between the participating nations, and it can vary from nation to nation. Command authority is specified in the implementing agreements, and it may include aspects of OPCON, TACON, support relationships, and coordinating authority. A clear and common understanding of what authorities are specified in the implementing agreement is essential to operations. This is particularly important when similar terms have different meanings to the various participants. In many cases, coordinating authority may be the only acceptable means of accomplishing a multinational mission. Coordinating authority is a consultation relationship between commanders, not an authority by which command and control may be exercised. Normally, it is more applicable to planning than to operations. Use of coordinating authority requires agreement among participants, as the commander exercising coordinating authority has neither the authority to compel participation nor to resolve disputes. Participating nations do not relinquish their national interest by participating in multinational operations. For example, as Commander-in-Chief, the President always retains and cannot relinquish national command authority over United States forces. The President also has the authority to terminate United States participation in multinational operations at any time. All nations participating in multinational operations retain similar authorities. Multinational command structure. All multinational operations have two chains of command, regardless of structure or authority. The first is a national chain of command originating from respective national capitals. The second is the multinational chain of command constructed by the United Nations, alliance, or coalition. Multinational command structures make unity of command difficult to achieve. As a result, multinational commanders strive for unity of effort regardless of the agreed-upon command structure. Multinational commanders strive to integrate and synchronize operations with all military and non-military organizations in their operational area. In doing so, multinational commanders develop a high level of mutual trust and familiarity with other national contingents. United Nations forces, alliances, and coalitions create command structures that meet the needs, diplomatic realities, constraints, and objectives of the participating nations. No single command structure fits the needs of all alliances. However, United Nations forces and coalitions normally use one of four basic structures for multinational operations: integrated, lead nation, parallel, combination. Regardless of how a multinational force is organized operationally, each nation furnishing forces normally establishes a national component, often called a national command element, to ensure effective administration of its forces. The logistics support element of this component is referred to as the national support element. Integrated command structure. Integrated commands designate a strategic commander from a member nation and have representative members from the member nations in the command headquarters. Multinational commands organized under an integrated command ensure the capabilities of member nations are represented and employed properly. Lead nation command structure. A lead nation command structure exists when all member nations place their forces under the control of one nation. The lead nation command can be distinguished by a dominant lead nation command and staff arrangement, with subordinate elements retaining strict national integrity. Parallel command structure. Under a parallel command structure, no single force commander is designated. The multinational force leaders must develop a means for coordination among the participants to attain unity of effort. This can be accomplished through coordination centers. Nonetheless, because of the absence of a single multinational force command, a parallel command structure should be avoided if possible. Combination command structure. In a combination command structure, the lead nation concept and a parallel command structure exist simultaneously in a coalition. This occurs when two or more nations are the controlling elements for a mix of international forces. This structure is more desirable than the parallel command structure, but an effort to achieve a total lead nation concept for unity of command is preferred. See JP3-16 and FM3-16 for additional information on multinational command structures. NATO command relationships and authorities. NATO is an example of a multinational organization with agreed-upon structure and authorities. When planning and conducting operations as part of NATO, it is particularly important for leaders to understand the command relationships and the specified authorities, whether they are attached to a NATO command or receiving NATO capabilities. It is also important to understand that NATO terms and acronyms are similar to United States acronyms at times, but they often describe different authorities than joint and army terms. NATO has five command relationships: full command, fullcom, operational command, opcom, opcon, tactical command, TACOM, TACON. See AJP 3.2.2 and AJP 3 for additional discussion of the authorities for each command relationship. Full command. Fullcom is the military authority and responsibility of a commander to issue orders to subordinates. It covers every aspect of military operations and administration, and exists only within national services. The term command, as used internationally, implies a lesser degree of authority than when it is used in the national sense. NATO or coalition commanders do not have full comm over the forces assigned to them, since in assigning forces to NATO, nations delegate only OPCOM or OPCON. NATO Operational Command. OPCOM in NATO is the authority granted to a commander to assign missions or tasks to subordinate commanders, to deploy units, to reassign forces, and to retain or delegate OPCON and TACON as the commander deems necessary. It does not necessarily include responsibility for administration or logistics. NATO Operational Control. OPCON in NATO is the authority delegated to a commander to direct assigned forces so that commander may accomplish specific missions or tasks, which are usually limited by function, time, or location, and to deploy assigned units and to retain or assign TACON of those units. It does not include authority to assign separate employment of components of the units concerned. By itself, it does not include administrative or logistics control. For forces allocated under OPCON, the gaining commander may not break up the organizational integrity of the force for separate employment. Under OPCON, forces assigned may only be employed within certain constraints, such as function, time, or location imposed by the higher echelon authority. NATO Tactical Command. TACOM in NATO is the authority delegated to a commander to assign tasks to forces under that command for the accomplishment of the mission assigned by higher authority. Under TACOM, the gaining commander may only allocate to the assigned force a specific task consistent for the accomplishment of the mission and purpose assigned by the higher commander. Under TACOM, the assigned force is allocated for specific tasks, and it is normally allocated for a limited period. This prevents the gaining commander from employing the assigned force in a role or manner not intended by the higher commander. When the task is complete or the specific time frame expires, the TACOM relationship with the gaining force ends. NATO Tactical Control. TACON in NATO is the detailed and usually local direction and control of movements or maneuvers necessary to accomplish missions or assign tasks. TACON is generally used to indicate those units that will be located in another unit or formation's assigned geographic boundaries, where the gaining unit becomes responsible for coordination aspects within the Shared Area of Operations, AO. The gaining commander has authority to coordinate local defense, including force protection and terrain allocation.